Great, thanks. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Keith.
How's the weather at Tri-North? Is it nice and warm? Did you have a hot one yesterday? Did the air conditioning work? Were you shocked you had to turn it on at this time of the year?
Never shocked with Indiana weather, and everything was fine. The environment was great. A little breezy.
It was nice and breezy and warm yesterday. But as the semester rolls on, Keith, it's a very busy time. Over at Tri-North, what's happening?
Well, Craig, you're trying to get the students to experience different things that are going on over there. And you have something you call the student experience?
Yeah, first of all, I want to give a shout-out and a thank you to some of our community partners that we've had. Some of them have been partnerships going back many years, but this week we have IU Art Museum is doing a presentation actually this morning on culture and art, and so we bring them to kind of enrich students during our TIE session. Reality Store was a couple weeks ago. The local Chamber of Commerce has been helping us for many years with the Reality Store with our 8th grade math students and giving them a unique financial literacy experience. And so we want to thank the Chamber. Kiwanis back in September, opportunity to thank them. They hosted the Bloom Festival, and our health students got to get out and experience the mega body presentation and the real life the inflatable mega body experience of what the internal organs look like. Last week we had our Project Lead the Way students at Cummins Engines in Columbus. They were great hosts, kind of bringing engineering to life and what the STEM initiative that we're working on every day at Tri-North. And in Monroe County Community Schools, the Cummins is a great host. We really appreciate that. So I just want to take up just a moment to thank them because every week we really have something that we're focused on connecting the community and bringing enrichment type of activities to our students that enhance the curriculum.
Craig, I've volunteered at the Reality Store, and I've been interested, and I never asked the teachers this. What do the teachers see as the value of that particular program?
Well, the teachers every year, you know, the comments are the same. First of all, the students really enjoy it. They get into it. It gives them a snapshot. The students get an hour, if you will, on the actual Reality Store day to experience what young adults and adults do every day in this world. And it's making decisions about you know, job choice, making decisions about how you juggle bills, making tough decisions on should you. In the event that you purchase something that has overextended your budget, well, what are kind of decisions you have to make to make midlife corrections with your financial budget, if you will. And so the teachers enjoy it because a lot of the comments that I hear from students as well, I don't know how my parents do it, mm-hmm. or yeah, now I understand that some of the decisions, maybe the answer's been no at home when it came time to get those wants purchased for students. So.
Well, those community partnerships you talked about are really important for bringing those kinds of experiences into the school. And it's priceless for the kids. When you see these kids moving around that room, and their one table is called Life's Unexpected.
And reality is chasing them from corner to corner.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And I have seen the kids, what Craig just said, I have seen the kids say, I don't know how my parents do it.
Well, that's good. That means it's working.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and money doesn't grow on trees, does it, Craig?
That's right.
We'd all plant a money tree. We'd learn that in science class if that was the case there. Craig Fisher's our guest this morning. He's the principal at Tri-North Middle School and checks in on a Tuesday morning.
And, Craig, you've got another thing going on. This sounds really interesting. It's National Mix It Up.
Yeah, National Mix It Up Day. We've been doing this for many years, but we've really tried to enhance every year. Our guidance department and our social workers have done a great job of kind of bringing it to a whole new level. Next week, Tuesday, October 25th, is National Mix It Up Day, and a lot of schools participate in this. But during lunches, students, just like adults, they get into routines where they sit. They typically sit with their peers. But next Tuesday, we'll be asking them to, they'll be voluntold, if you will, to sit in a new place. So they'll have assigned seats, so they'll be able to sit with different peer groups. And so we have get-to-know-you activities, icebreaker activities, and some questions they have to go through while they're eating. They still get to eat lunch. And we have some door prizes and some kind of a different spirit at lunch. Just gives them an opportunity and a social learning opportunity to just to meet new friends, maybe reconnect with some old friends from elementary school. And it's just for one lunch period. Our students get really stressed out. They think that this is a new adult-driven idea that they're going to have new seats every day at lunch, and that's not the case. It's just one 30-minute lunch session and give them an opportunity to meet new faces around the school, maybe connect with a new face.
I love that word you have there, voluntold.
Yeah, it's nice. We use it in many different instances.
Uh-huh. It's pretty cool. And the overall reaction, does it last?
Yeah, the students, you can definitely see an uneasiness when they come into lunch, I'll be honest with you, because there's balloons, and we try to have some different activities. I think maybe this year there's going to be some popcorn, you know, to try to, so they all actually, kind of their senses are in a whole new state of awareness, if you will, because the cafeteria looks different. But they enjoy it after the fact. They admitted that it's just doing something different at lunch and having an opportunity to meet new classmates is a great chance at the lunchtime.
We're talking with Craig Fisher, who's the principal at Tri-North. And, Craig, you make it through fall break okay?
Yep, fall break is great. We had a great Monday and Tuesday, and we're back into the rhythm of the stretch until we get to Thanksgiving. So we got a lot of important things we need to cover and getting down to the day-to-day business of the curriculum and make sure students are getting prepared for I-Step in the spring.
And you're in that transition period sports-wise and student activity-wise?
Yeah, fall sports ended up right before fall break. That's a natural break for us, and tryouts are already starting. Basketball, boys basketball yesterday. The call out for wrestling went out yesterday. That started in a couple weeks, and then girls basketball and swimming started in November, December.
And before you know it, we'll all be eating turkey on Thanksgiving Day and celebrating Christmas. Craig, it flies by every year, and we appreciate you getting caught up on what's happening at Tri-North. Thanks for your time this morning, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great day.